Welcome to Good Hope Through Grace.
Welcome once again to Good Hope Through Grace. I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr. of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. If you have your Bibles and are able tonight, turn to the book of Romans chapter 2, and we're going to focus in on verses 28 and verse 29. We're going to title the message tonight, A Jew Inwardly, A Jew Inwardly, because in the text I'm about to read, there's a distinction drawn between one that is called a Jew inwardly and one that is a Jew outwardly. You can be a Jew outwardly or a Jew by physical birth and not one inwardly, a Jew by new birth. And all this is explained in the text. And the purpose of the message this evening is that everyone within the sound of my voice would understand what the true Jew is under the new covenant, and that you would become a true Jew in the eyes of God. That's what it says in Romans 2, verse 28 and 29. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. Now, just let that sink down just a little bit and think about what it's saying. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. You can be physically born a Jew and not be a Jew in the eyes of God. So he's going to reveal in the text what a true Jew is. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. Now, under the old covenant, one of the things that they did, of course, God chose Abraham to make a great nation of Abraham, and that, of course, was the nation of Israel. The physical descendants of Abraham through the line of Isaac became the nation of Israel. And to them he gave the sign or the token of the covenant that he made with Abraham, which was circumcision. So here he says, he's not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision. It's talking about the circumcision which was done to every little Jewish boy at eight days old, which was a token or a sign of the covenant that God made with Abraham. It says, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. So you can see he's drawing a distinction in verse 28. He tells you who is not a Jew, and he goes on to tell you what is not circumcision in his eyes under the New Testament. Verse 29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And that's the entitlement for our message this evening. A Jew inwardly. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. That's what it says. And circumcision is that of the heart. See, circumcision is just not an outward physical circumcision, but it was a sign of it or a picture of it. But the true circumcision is of the heart. And, of course, that happens in salvation. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So according to these two verses of Scripture, the Jew is one that is born inwardly, is one inwardly, and is one that's had an inward circumcision. Regardless of your physical birth, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, you become a Jew in the eyes of God inwardly and have this inward circumcision. That's what a true Jew is in the eyes of God. Now, what does it mean to be a Jew inwardly? Well, it means, first of all, it says that you have to have a circumcision of the heart. A circumcision of the heart. Of course, in a circumcision of the heart, it implies a opening of the heart and a removal of your sin. A cutting away of the sin of your flesh. My friend, we need that worse than anything else, do we not? We stand before God sinners. We sin outside because we have a corrupt heart. But in this spiritual inward circumcision that he's talking about in Romans chapter 2, this circumcision is a heart circumcision. And it's not done by man. It's done by God, because only he can reach into the heart. Now, what do people do that's had a spiritual circumcision? What's the cause of this spiritual circumcision? Well, the Lord is the one that does it. He does that in a new birth. This book of Gospel of John chapter 3, he must be be born again. You must have a new birth. Before you were saved, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. And then what the Lord does in the new birth is He makes you alive. And then as a result of that, by faith, you receive Jesus as your Savior. And when you do that, you have a removal, a putting away of your sins. The book of Colossians speaks of it, and the book of Philippians speaks of it. Let's talk a little bit more about that, read a little bit more about that in the other epistles written by Paul. He talks about the same things in several of the epistles. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, it talks about, let's begin at verse 10, ye are complete in Him. Now, the word complete in Him means that the only way you can stand before God whole and complete is to be in Him, which is the Lord Jesus. You'll always be incomplete outside of Him. If you're wondering whether you've done enough to go to heaven, I'm going to tell you right now, you haven't. It takes 100% righteousness to go to heaven. You have to have a removal of your sin. You have to have a circumcised heart. You have to have a putting away the sin of your flesh. And there's only one place you can have that done, and that's in Jesus Christ. But along with that, you also have to have His righteousness. And, of course, the Lord does that in justification. He removes your sin debt. He takes all your sin and imputes your sin to Jesus. Romans 4 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And then He takes all of Christ's righteousness, which is 100%, and He charges that to you. And He declares you righteous based on what Jesus did. And then you come to Colossians 2 and He said, and ye are complete in Him. Everything you need in order to be saved from hell, saved from your sin, and to be sent to heaven, you have in Christ. You're complete in Him. Verse 11 says, in whom also ye are circumcised. Ye are circumcised. Ye are complete, He said in verse 10. And then in verse 11 He said, ye are circumcised. You've had a cutting away of your sin. Your sin's been removed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 says, you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, and He's quickened you together with Him. He's made you alive with Him, and He's forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took them out of the way, and He nailed them to His cross. So, what does it mean to be a Jew inwardly? To be a Jew inwardly means to trust Jesus as the Messiah. Trust Jesus that He died on Calvary for you and rose again the third day. That's what it means to be a Jew inwardly. That's what it means to receive a spiritual circumcision of the heart and to have a removal of your sin. Philippians chapter 3 gives three characteristics. I've done one broadcast on this one time. Three characteristics of one that's a true Jew. It says, we are the circumcision. Of course, the circumcision was a name. Since that was the right that God gave to Abraham to observe upon every little eight-day-year-old little Jewish boy. At 8 days, they were circumcised. Paul said in Philippians 3, we'll see it here in a little bit, he was circumcised on the eighth day. So what happened is the Jew would be referred to in the Old Testament as a circumcision, and they would refer to the Gentiles as the uncircumcision. Now, Paul gives a new definition for it, just like he did with regard to the inward Jew in Romans 2. The true Jew is one that is one inwardly. Here he says, we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit. It gives you three characteristics. They worship God in the Spirit. That means their worship isn't just an outward show. Their worship isn't just a put on of the flesh. Their worship is from their heart. And it's not only done from their heart, but it's done in sincerity and in truth. So one of the problems the Pharisees had was their worship was just all outward. They did it all for a show. They fasted and they prayed publicly and they did a lot of good deeds. They gave alms to the poor and they did all these things, but they did all of these things for a show. And the worship was a show. My friends, worship has to come forth from the heart. And it has to be, you have to have the combination of spirit and truth. What's the characteristic of the circumcision? Those that had a circumcised heart, those who are the true Jew under the new covenant, they worship God in spirit. They rejoice in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is what they boast in. They don't boast in their works. God forbid that we should rejoice in anything but the cross of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. One of the things salvation by grace through faith does is it excludes all boasting on our behalf and puts all the boasting in Jesus Christ. Why am I going to heaven? Jesus. Why am I saved? Because of Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus and His grace and His quickening power and His call and His keeping, my friend, I'd never be here today. I wouldn't be saved. It's all because of Him. He deserves all the glory, praise, and honor. He's the one that made me alive. He's the one that drove me unto Himself. He's the one that quickened me. My friend, I believe He's also the one that keeps me too. So, folks, we rejoice in Christ Jesus. He's our boast. And it says that we have no confidence in the flesh. Those are three characteristics of the true Jew. We are the circumcision. Worship God in the Spirit. Rejoice in Messiah Jesus. Have no confidence in the flesh. If you don't rejoice in Messiah Jesus, if you reject Jesus, then it's not the true Jew. You see, that's a characteristic under the new covenant of a Jew inwardly. Is their rejoicing is in Jesus. Their circumcision is inward. Their confidence is not in their flesh. Their confidence is in Jesus Christ. Now, Paul further explains this in Philippians 3 as you go through the text. He explains, I'm not going to read it all, but you can read verses 4 through verse 8. And he explains all the things that one time he trusted in. He mentions some of them. I'll read a few of them. Circumcised the eighth day. Of the stock of Israel. Of the tribe of Benjamin. A Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law of Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuted the church. He goes on and on mentioning the things at one time that he is a man, as a religious man, trusted in. He thought he was saved because he was circumcised the eighth day. He thought he was saved because he was of the stock of Israel. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Pharisee. He was a zealous Pharisee. He kept the law outwardly. He trusted in all these things. My friend, he says on down in the text that he had suffered the loss of all things and had counted them but dung that I may win Christ. Now listen to this real close. Here is how one becomes a Jew inwardly and be found in Him. You don't want to be found in yourself. You be found on the day that you stand before Jesus. You want to be found in Him. There'll be a lot of people, Matthew 7 says, that stands before Him and says, Lord, have we not prophesied in Your name? And in Your name we've cast out demons. And in Your name we've done many marvelous works. And Jesus will profess unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. They were trusting in themselves. They were trusting in their own deeds. They were trusting in all the things that they'd done. My friend, you want to be able to say like Paul and be found in Him. If you're not found in Jesus, my friend, you'll be found lost. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, not my own righteousness. You can't do enough righteousness to earn heaven. It takes 100% to go. Only one place you can get 100%, and that's in Jesus. Jesus charges to your account His righteousness in justification. He takes all of your sin, and all your sin is imputed to Jesus, and all of Jesus' righteousness is imputed to you. Now, how does that take place? It takes place through the means of faith. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. How does one become a Jew inwardly? By faith. Faith in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who the true Jew is. That's how you become a Jew inwardly. As a matter of fact, that work of the Holy Spirit in your heart in the new birth is the reason why you express faith in Him anyway. You have to be a Jew inwardly to have a home in the Father's house. You have to be circumcised spiritually to have a home in the Father's house. You have to have a cutting away of your sin. The only way that happens is inwardly. And the only way that can take place is by faith in Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, you will never make it. Galatians 3 says the same thing. I just want to show you how the epistles agree on this issue of being a Jew inwardly and of spiritual circumcision and who the Jew is under the new covenant in the eyes of God. It's all that be of faith, regardless of physical birth. And he seems to make that clear. He mentions it in Romans. We've read it to you in Philippians. Now let me read you a little bit in the book of Galatians. We talked through the book of Galatians on our broadcast about a year or two ago, and we read these same statements, and I'm getting ready to read to you now. Verse 6, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted or imputed to him for righteousness. How was Abraham saved, folks? Abraham was saved by faith. That's what it says. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham was saved through the means of faith. Now, we're talking about being saved by faith. We do not mean that by that faith doesn't produce a change in a person's life. It does, and it will. But, my friend, fruit and works that come as a result of saving faith is not the cause of one's salvation. What Jesus did on Calvary and his righteousness is the cause of our salvation. But the effect of that will indeed be a changed life. Romans 3, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him, imputed to him for righteousness. Know ye not that they which are of faith. Now listen to it. Same thing Romans 2 says. The true Jew is one that's one inwardly. Here it says, they which are of faith are the children of Abraham. Now, I'm not a child of Abraham physically, but I am a child of Abraham spiritually. I've had a new birth. And my faith, my hope, my trust, my belief is in Jesus. And it says that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So I'm a child of Abraham. If you reject Jesus, if you reject the Messiah, regardless of what your birth may be, whether Gentile or Jew, regardless, you are not a child of Abraham if you by faith reject the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. The only way you can be a child of Abraham is by faith. They which are of faith, and just reading the text, they which are of faith, same, are the children of Abraham. He goes on to say down in the text, verse 29, let me go ahead and read verse 26. For ye are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's how you become a child of God. That's how you become a child of Abraham. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, I think the idea of the word into is because of Christ, have put on Christ. You see, when you by faith receive that Jesus died for your sins on Calvary, was buried, and rose again the third day, that's the gospel according to 1 Corinthians 15, then what the Lord does is he saves your soul. Well, when you're baptized, you're publicly showing that you're in Christ. You're showing forth the message that you trusted to save your soul, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And after you're born again, the Lord wants that done. One of the things it does, it is the way you make your public profession is through the means of baptism. It's not the cause of your salvation, but my friend, it should be the effect of it. And it's a tremendous testimony. For ye are all the children of God by faith, therefore, there is, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, but ye are all one in Christ. If ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed. So, who's a true Jew? What is a Jew inwardly? It's all they that be of faith. All they that be of faith. That's how Abraham was saved. And all of Abraham's descendants today are all those that be of faith. Like I said earlier, I believe, I'm a Gentile by physical birth, but I'm a Jew by new birth. I'm not physically a descendant of Abraham, but I am spiritually a descendant of Abraham. Well, there's many blessings that are associated with that. You should desire to be a Jew inwardly. You should desire to have this circumcision of the heart, which takes place whenever someone is born again. And when he circumcises your heart, he cuts away, he removes your sin. He writes his laws in your heart. He changes your heart. And then you trust Christ and want to serve the Lord the rest of your days. Colossians chapter, the book of Ephesians. I meant to say Ephesians. I might have said Ephesians, just turned to the wrong book. Ephesians chapter 2 mentions these same things. We've seen it in Colossians. We've seen it in Galatians. We've seen it in Romans. We've seen it in Philippians. They all say the same thing. We're to be Jews inwardly. We're to have a spiritual circumcision. Children of Abraham are those that be of faith. Ephesians 2. It describes what we were. Kind of gives us a rags-to-riches story here in Ephesians 2. It describes what we were before we were saved. And it's in particularly talking about the Gentile. Wherefore, remember, Ephesians 2:11. You read this. I hope you get a chance to read this yourself. Wherefore, remember that in time past you were Gentiles in the flesh. That's Gentiles by physical birth. Who are called the uncircumcision by them which are called the circumcision in the flesh made with hands. You notice it says flesh made with hands. That's an outward circumcision. We've had an inward one when we're saved. That at that time, it's talking about under the old covenant, you were without the Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We weren't part of Israel under the old covenant. You could become a proselyte into the religion. The full citizenship belonged to those that were born Jews by birth. Strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now, things are different now, folks. There was a few Gentiles saved in the Old Testament. For the most part, it was the Jew. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were afar off, as something by the Gentile, are made near by the blood of Christ. You see, when Jesus came on the scenes in John 3:16 and said, God so loved the world, that meant Gentile as well as Jew. He not only died for the Gentile, he also died for the Jew, and vice versa. For he is our peace. Jesus is our peace. The only way we can have peace is through Jesus. He made, now I want you to listen to what this says. He who made both one. Jew and Gentile that has been saved by the grace of God and through the means of faith in the blood of Jesus, we are both one under the new covenant. The saved Jew is my brother. The saved Gentile is my brother. We are both one in Jesus Christ. I'll read on down in, let me go ahead and read verse 14. He is our peace. He's made both one. And he's broken down the middle wall, a partition between us. In the temple, there was about a 3-foot-high wall. And it was called, no Gentiles could pass that. They could go to the temple, but they could only go so far. This wall kept the Gentile and the Jew separate. And the Gentile could just go in so far. They had to stay. There was a division there. There was a partition there. But my friend in Jesus, under the new covenant, that partition has been broken down. And he's made us both one. He saves Gentiles by faith today. He saves Jews by faith today. And we're one. There's not a Gentile church and a Jewish church. If we're saved, we can be part of the same church. Because we've been saved by the same blood. Redeemed by the same Redeemer. Let me read on. So not only can we be part of the same church, and should be. It goes on to say that therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners. That's how it was with regard to the Gentile under the old covenant. We're no more strangers and foreigners. We're no more aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. No more are we on the outside looking in. But we're, I want you to listen to what this said. Fellow citizens. Fellow citizens. fellow citizens of what? We're fellow citizens of Israel. Fellow citizens. You see, under the new covenant, all that be of faith are spiritual Jews, regardless of their physical birth. I was born a Gentile, but I'm a fellow citizen now. I'm a part of Israel. Jesus said it in the Gospel of Matthew, I believe it's chapter 8, when he said, many will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and will sit down in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. No more strangers and pilgrims, but fellow citizens. My friend, that's a glorious thought. A Jew, me who, a Gentile by physical birth, can be a Jew by new birth, a child of Abraham, to be referred to as the circumcision because of the spiritual circumcision that took place today of my new birth. My friend, that's a glorious thought. Folks, the Lord is still saving Jews. He's saving Jews by the gospel message, and he's still saving Gentiles. But my friend, we're both one. We're not separate under the new covenant. Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 10, let me see if I can find this text real fast. We're fast losing our time here. John chapter 10, he says this, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. He tells you exactly who he's dying for. He's laying down his life for his sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Now those other sheep, which is not of this fold, is talking about the Gentiles. It's talking about you and me. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I also must bring. And they shall hear my voice. Now listen to it. There should be one fold and one shepherd. Ephesians chapter 2 said, he has made both one. Well, folks, that's what the new covenant consists of. We are Jews inwardly. All that be of faith are Jews inwardly. We should take the gospel to the Jew that is a Jew physically, and we should also take the gospel to Gentiles that are not Jews spiritually. We should seek to take the gospel to the world. And then the Holy Spirit takes that message and opens the heart and inwardly touches their lives and they become Jews inwardly. May God add his blessings to his word.
That will conclude this week's Good Hope Through Grace. We want to ask you to join us again next week at 7:30 on Monday evening, or you can join us anytime on the web at www.ghtg.org. Good Hope Through Grace is sponsored by the Elizabeth Baptist Church, P.O. Box 75, Bancroft, West Virginia, 25011.